We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hour number three. Man, these first 2 hours have flown by. Jeff Pants Pantridge, your boy, Big Daddy Cool Diesel, and you guys hanging out live at Frankie's on the Parkway, enjoying some pizza pie and talking some sports with you guys. We're going to get back into the basketball conversation a little bit later on in the hour. Also, I want to talk about Trevor Lawrence as well. Trevor Lawrence is in some pretty elite company. I want to get that conversation going a little bit later in the hour as well. And there's a former Heisman Trophy winning quarterback that wants to join the XFL. Who is that? We'll get to that a little bit later as well. But I wanted to finish this list. It ranks the eight NFL divisions according to quarterback from top to bottom of the division. Which division has the best quarterbacks? And thus far, I'll just quickly go over them one more time. Number eight was the AFC East. Number seven was the NFC East. Number six, the AFC North. Number five, the AFC South, which I thought was ranked a little too low. I thought the South is a little bit better than that. Number four, the NFC West. I think this is ranked way too low. I think the West might be on maybe the first or second best division, according with quarterbacks. Number three, the NFC North, and you got Aaron Rodgers, and then you don't really have a lot else. I don't really like that ranking. You got Aaron Rodgers, who's arguably the best quarterback in football, if not number two behind Brady. Kirk Cousins sucks. Diesel, I'm just not a Kirk Cousins guy. I've never believed in him.
I just don't see the separation between Brady's division and Rodgers' division.
Yeah, it seems like Brady is
– if it's one guy and a bunch of scrubs, uh-huh. Then, you know – you know, why separate them so far?
Yeah, that's a good point. I agree. Matt, because Cousins has the empty stats that make him look good. Last year, the Vikings get to the NFC Championship game 2 years ago. They add Kirk Cousins, and they get worse. This is what he does. He doesn't win games that matter. What he does, because I was doing radio in Virginia Beach for a couple years, and we talked a lot of Washington Redskins because they're the biggest team up there. And what Kirk Cousins does is loses every game 27-24, and he throws two touchdowns in the fourth quarter when it doesn't matter.
But for some reason, he's a star. He's like Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
You don't know why.
Yeah.
You don't know why he's a star.
Yep.
He just is.
He's stolen more money than anybody in the history of the league. It's just like he just signed with that $84 million deal guaranteed. Like, it's just – I never get it with Kirk Cousins. He's just one of the most overrated quarterbacks, maybe one of the most overrated athletes in sports as far as I'm concerned. Matt Stafford is okay. I'll put him in that Larry David category, the pretty, pretty, pretty good. Matt Stafford's pretty good. Not great. You know, he's okay. He's average 21 picks or 21 touchdowns, 11 picks, followed by Mitchell Trubisky. I liked him better when he was Mitch. Mitches are a lot tougher than Mitchells. Mitchells get their ass kicked in high school. Mitches, on the other hand, they handle their business. The North just doesn't impress me. As from top to bottom, I think it should probably be up, you know, up towards the top of the list, maybe, you know, six or seven when it comes to quarterbacks. All right, you ready for number two, Diesel?
Let's hear it.
So, the number two division, according to CBS Sports, number two division ranked by quarterbacks, your AFC West.
Whoa.
Yeah. So that means the South is number one. But, yeah, the AFC West, Patrick Mahomes, arguably the best quarterback in football. I would say he is at this point already. We'll see if he can back it up in year two. But Pat Mahomes, I mean, come on. 5,100 passing yards, 50 touchdowns. It's only happened once in the history of the league before that, and that was Peyton Manning getting 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. Philip Rivers, I know Diesel hates him. But Philip Rivers, one of the most underrated quarterbacks in football, 32 touchdowns, 12 picks, 4,300 yards, 105.5 quarterback rating. Derek Carr, not too shabby. 4,000 yards, 19 touchdowns, 10 picks. Not terrible. Not bad. And then you have Joe Flacco, who kind of brings down that list. Flacco last year before he got hurt and then subsequently benched. 3,900 yards, or actually 2,400 yards, sorry, 12 touchdowns and 6 INTs. So there you have your AFC West at number two. I think the NFC West might be a little better. But I think they're weighing Mahomes doing so well and Rivers doing so well, it kind of jumps them up. But I like the NFC West quarterbacks, honestly. And finally, the number one division in all of the NFL, according to quarterbacks, is your NFC South.
Wait, you mean a league with an aging Drew Brees,
uh-huh,
a Cam Newton who's coming off injury, who's got to prove it all over again.
Yep,
you got a Matt Ryan who took his team to the Super Bowl. A lot of credit deserved, and Jameis Winston who's all over the place.
All over the place. Yeah,
that's the best league.
Number one.
That's
the best division in football. So you think it's bogus?
Completely bogus. They're no better than three.
Okay, I was a little surprised with one, and like because Jameis, and I'm a Jameis guy, and it's hard for me to say because I'm a Bucks fan. I'm a Bucks apologist. I see through pewter and red colored glasses, and I'm waiting for Jameis to take that next step. Now that he has Bruce Arians, I think he will. That being said, he just has been wildly inconsistent as a starter for the last 4 years and got benched for a guy that was 65 years old in Ryan Fitzpatrick last year. You got that. And you are with Cam Newton. I mean, there is the unpredictability of the shoulder. You just don't know. I think he's going to be all right. He's on schedule. He looks, you know, he's looked great to this point. He's throwing footballs in June. You have to be happy with that. I think Drew Brees is starting to come down a little bit,
exactly,
too. Yeah. Drew Brees, great numbers last year. His numbers, 4,000 yards, 32 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. But he had the costly one, the one that counted.
See, I think maybe are we letting that one outweigh everything else?
I mean, shouldn't we?
Are we missing the trees for the forest?
Shouldn't we let that one outweigh everything else? Because it matters. It's not a stat that's calculated here, but it was the biggest throw of the season, and he threw an air ball. And I know he got hit on the play, but that was the interception. Yeah, you had the hits, obviously. The pass interference call that did not get called. That being said, though, Drew Brees, when it mattered, he couldn't deliver last year. And Matt Ryan's had a nice year, too. 35 touchdowns, 7 interceptions with 4,900 yards. But I don't know. I'm not putting the South at number one either. I think I might put the South at maybe two or three. But, yeah, I think one's a little too generous. If you guys would like to weigh in, you can hit us up on the phones at 844-GSP-ESPN. That's 844-GSP-ESPN. You can also get us on our text line. Do we even have the text out here? Should I even give out the text number, Diesel? Do we
71307. Yeah, we can watch the text line.
Okay, I wasn't sure if we could watch the text on remote because we are hanging out and slinging pies. They're lucky we're not slinging pies because that would be. Can you make a pizza? Can you sling a pizza? Can you do the twirling
thing? No, I can't.
I've done it.
It would end up on your head.
Yeah, I've done it before. I did like an event with a radio station where we made pies for kids and did all this like a little charity thing. And
did you give all yours back, right?
Mine sucked. It was the worst looking pizza you've ever seen. You think it's easy to make a pizza. It's not. There's an art to it. And mine was lumpy, and it wasn't like, you know, pizza's supposed to be a circle, and mine was kind of like a lumpy, like oval-y kind of thing. It was a mess.
That sounds like one of those like really high-end fancy pizzas.
Yeah.
Like when you go to one of those joints, you don't get round pizza here, you get oval pizza.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing. It's a skill that 16-year-old stoners can figure out, but not you.
Exactly. Yeah. And I probably knew how to do it when I was a stoner, when I was a 16-year-old stoner. But
you just have
anymore.
To let go, man.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Just get yourself in a point blank state of mind.
Yep. You ever worked at a pizza place?
Did not.
Oh, I've worked at many pizza places. I delivered pizza in college for years, man. That's a great job. Delivering, that's kind of, that might actually be how I fell in love with sports radio. Was like I was delivering pizza in college. I remember in Gainesville, you'd be in your car for, you know, 8-9 hours a day, and I used to listen to Jim Rome all the time. And like the local yokels in Gainesville, they weren't really that good. But Romy was my guy, man. I love Jim Rome, so I'd listen to him every day delivering pies. And I fell in love with sports radio, and I got out of college, and I'm like, you know what? I want to do this for a living, man. This is cool. So, yeah, delivering pizza. And I used to love making pizzas, delivering them, cooking them. I've always enjoyed working at pizza places. Hey, who knows? Maybe if this radio thing doesn't work out, maybe I'll sling some pies again. I don't know. All right, coming up next, I want to talk about this article I saw about Trevor Lawrence. He's well on his way. Trevor Lawrence is well on his way to becoming the greatest college football quarterback of all time. That's right. All time. I'll tell you why next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
ESPN Upstate, straight up with Sturge, Jeff Pantridge, Big Daddy Cool Diesel, hanging out with you guys. What do we got? 3 more segments left? Yeah, we're almost done with the show. We got a good 40 minutes left of glorious sports talk radio in the Upstate for you. We will be filling in for Sturge all week. The great Mark Sturgis will be making his triumphant return. We got to get that statue built by the time that Sturge gets back, Diesel. It's very important.
Yeah, we have a texter who suggests building a statue out of pizza.
Oh, okay.
I don't know a statue of who out of pizza. Maybe it's a statue of pizza out of pizza. I don't know.
Maybe we make a statue, the Sturge statue, and make it out of pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be okay with
that. I like it. Okay.
Yeah. But then we'd probably eat it.
Yeah, then you'd be eating Sturge.
Yeah, and that makes it weird. But you ever see Spaceballs?
Yeah.
Remember when Pizza the Hut ate himself to death? That was great. I haven't seen that movie in a long time, but I don't know why. I was thinking of eating all this pizza today. I'm like, I basically thought of Pizza Hut, and like, that's what I'm becoming. I'm becoming Pizza the Hut, and I'm just going to eat myself to death.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. So I saw this article, and it's one of those nerdy articles from top 247. Or top 24/7, and it talks about Trevor Lawrence. And in a span of less than a year, Trevor Lawrence experienced a career's worth of narratives. He began his year at the top as the top-rated quarterback in top 24/7 history. 12 months later, he's the subject of think pieces. Should the golden arm quarterback sit out the next 2 seasons to protect his NFL value? In between it all, of course, Lawrence helped usurp Kelly Bryant and dethrone the great Alabama. But exactly how good was Lawrence last year? During the college football doldrums of June, 24/7 Sports will attempt to answer that question with some historical context. And we'll start with Lawrence and hit on several other college stars in a random fashion over the next few weeks. It's fairly obvious to begin with Lawrence. He's a fascinating case of unprecedented results. There is no historical comparison for what Lawrence accomplished as a freshman. This is true. Not only did he become the second true freshman quarterback to lead his team to a national championship as a starter, Lawrence blew defenses away with his deep ball acumen and efficiency. His numbers, 3,280 yards, 30 touchdowns, and 4 picks, 65.2% completion percentage, 8.3 yards per attempt. When you using sports reference data, here we go, Diesel. Now we're getting nerdy. Sports reference data, which circles back to 2000. 24/7 Sports looked at for any true freshman season that even slightly resembled Lawrence's. There aren't any. For those wondering, pre-2000 stat lines would encompass the same sort of passing numbers Lawrence and modern offenses produce. Lawrence is the first true freshman in FBS during that period to throw for 3,000-plus yards with 30-plus touchdowns and fewer than 5 interceptions. Expand that scope to even 10 interceptions, and you still wouldn't find any true freshmen. So no true freshman in the history of college football has even thrown 30 and 10. He threw 30 and 4 picks. There are just a few redshirt freshmen among that group. Sam Darnold, Sam Bradford, Jameis Winston, and Brett Stockstill. Not sure who that is. Three of them went on to become the first 3 picks in the NFL draft, and 2 of them won a Heisman. So Trevor Lawrence, Diesel, is already in elite company. After 1 year, he's better. He's not even in elite company. He has no company. He has no peers when it comes to his first true freshman season. The guy was amazing.
So what you're saying is the kid could pan out.
I think he might pan out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's going to be okay. Yeah. I think he's going to be more than okay.
Even if he had 3 awful seasons, let's assume he stays around for another 3, but at least 2. Let's say he had 2 subpar or even bad seasons. He's still going to go down as a legend.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Go on a title.
Yep, 15-0. Clemson's still the first team in the history to go 15-0.
Yep.
So he'll always be the first quarterback in history. Well, technically, I guess he didn't go 15-0 because he didn't win. You know, Kelly Bryant was starting or at the beginning of the year. That being said, first quarterback to lead his team to a 15-0 season. But that ain't going to happen. You know, in the next 2 years, he's going to light it up. Yeah. he's absolutely amazing. And given to continue, let's see. Oh, instead, let's put they put it next to freshman, and he blows everybody away. So instead, let's put Lawrence's stat line: the 3,000 yards, 30 TDs, 5 fewer interceptions, with the 65% completion percentage against anybody in the last 19 years. Anybody, and there's only 10 such seasons since the year 2000, and 3 of those occurred in the Power 5. So Marcus Mariota in 2014, Russell Wilson in 2011, and Teddy Bridgewater in 2013. Those are the only 3 Power 5 quarterbacks in any freshman, sophomore, junior, senior that have ever had those numbers.
Even that's pretty elite company.
Yeah, that's elite company.
And it's unprecedented to do it as a true freshman.
Yeah, and Trevor Lawrence did it as a freshman. And all 3 of those guys, they were upperclassmen during those campaigns. They're either juniors or seniors. Given his frame, 6'6", 215 pounds, arm talent, and recruiting pedigree, it's worth making a comparison now between Lawrence and former number 1 overall NFL draft picks. Because that's where I think he's obviously projected to go. As soon as I saw this kid play a few games, I'm like, that guy is going to be the number 1 pick in the draft. And now it's certain. Hey, hell. If Trevor Lawrence would have come out, if there were a way for him to come out last year after just being, you know, an 18-year-old kid, but he would have been the number 1 overall pick this year. I think he would have been higher than Kyler Murray. I think the Cardinals would have taken Trevor Lawrence. So next they compared him with former number 1 overall draft picks. And here's a smattering of comparisons between Lawrence and those with somewhat similar frames. So no Baker Mayfield, no Kyler Murray during their best college careers. Jared Goff, 4,700 yards, 43 touchdowns, and 13 interceptions at Cal. And that was his senior year, I do believe. Might have been junior. Jameis Winston in his junior year, 40 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, 66 percentage, 4,000 yards. So, right comparison. Andrew Luck was the number 1 overall pick, like consensus number 1. Everybody thought he was the best quarterback since John Elway to come out in the draft. Luck had 37 touchdowns, 10 picks. Is that better than 30 and 4? No. He had 3,500 yards. It's not much more than 3,000. So you can compare Trevor Lawrence as a true freshman to Andrew Luck, the standard, as a junior at Stanford. Cameron Newton at Auburn, his Heisman Trophy year, ended up being the number 1 overall quarterback, won the national championship. Cam Newton, 2,854 yards, 30 touchdowns, just like Trevor Lawrence, but 7 interceptions, 3 more picks. Cam obviously had the rushing numbers too, but that being said, when you look at pure passing numbers, Trevor Lawrence as a true freshman, better than Cam's as a number 1 overall pick and a national championship winner as a junior. Sam Bradford, Heisman Trophy winner, 50 touchdowns, 8 picks as a senior in a weak Big 12 conference. He became the number 1 overall pick. Matthew Stafford, 3,500 yards, 25 touchdowns, 10 picks. Lawrence had better numbers than that. He was the number 1 pick. Jamarcus Russell, remember him? Old tons of fun. Jamarcus Russell, 2006, 3,100 yards, 28 touchdowns, 8 picks. He had better numbers than Jamarcus Russell, like much better numbers than Jamarcus Russell. Eli Manning, 3,600, 29 and 10, much better numbers than Eli. Carson Palmer, 33 touchdowns, 10 picks. Finally, David Carr, 46 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, but with Fresno State, a group of five school. So what this shows me, Diesel, is like he's already comparable to the greatest quarterbacks of the last 20 years in just a true freshman season.
Just imagine where he's going to go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. Clemson's going to have to fall off in a massive way. This is a dude that could carry a team by himself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he can be that guy. And sometimes he can be like, you know, how Aaron Rodgers carries the Packers.
Sure.
Brady kind of carries the Patriots. Yeah, Trevor Lawrence, he's good enough to take a team by himself and take them. He could take Clemson, like, if you could put him on any roster in the ACC. Like, let's say you put Trevor Lawrence, and I don't have the ACC records in front of me. Let's say you put Trevor Lawrence on Wake Forest.
Sure.
I bet Wake Forest probably they win 9 games. Wake Forest, with Trevor Lawrence quarterbacking him, probably goes 9-3 in the regular season. You put him on Boston College. I mean, they probably win the ACC. And Clemson is loaded, and I'd love to see this. And, you know, we'll never get to see it. But imagine if you put Trevor Lawrence on another school. Let's say a middling program, and then versus Clemson, the team.
Ooh,
who
without
would win.
Him.
Yeah, who would win? Yeah, like
you mean Clemson with a bag of potato chips?
No,
quarterback?
No, with a normal Clemson quarterback, with like Kelly Bryant. You know, if it would have been like Kelly Bryant's Clemson versus Trevor, you throw Trevor Lawrence on Duke, or NC. If you threw him on NC State, I think NC State would probably beat Clemson. But throw him on Duke. I think that he could hang. He's that good. And like you said, Diesel, he's only going to get better. I've been watching football for a long time. And I don't know if I know I've never seen a quarterback this good this fast. And I don't think I've ever seen a quarterback with this much potential because of the size, because of the arm strength, and because he's so young, he's going to get man strength. He didn't even have man strength yet. He's still a boy, you know, and he's only going to get better. And he's got 2 more years. He's going to break every record in college football history.
And he's going to be on a team where he doesn't have to do that. You know, we said he could carry the team by himself, but he's so loaded with talent around him.
Yeah.
He can have an off game,
sure.
Which Trevor Lawrence doesn't have very many off games.
No,
but he can afford to have that off game, and he's still he's surrounded by so much talent. They're still going to win.
That's
by 20 points.
Yeah, exactly. And so he can take more chances. He can throw the ball down the field more and try to fit it in tight windows, like try to make NFL throws.
Because he knows his defense can bail him out.
Yeah, like same thing that happened with Tua last year. Tua was amazing because the rest of his team was amazing, and he could throw it down the field as much as he wanted. We got a call on the line?
Yeah, we do. We have Gator Neal on the line who wants to talk about the AFC-NFC rankings as far as division by division on their quarterback situation. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk all quarterbacks. You guys are talking about Trevor now. You guys,
talk about Trevor.
All these other guys. I mean, first, I want to get to the NFL quarterbacks, but you can't compare Trevor Lawrence to the other quarterbacks you're talking about because they didn't play the ACC this year. I mean, you're talking about one of the weakest conferences in the history of college football.
Did you watch him play Alabama? Did you watch him play Alabama in the national championship game?
I absolutely did watch him play Alabama, and you can make the argument that was all the talent around him. Let's be honest. They were protecting him. They didn't get close to touching him. One play was a busted 80-yard play. That threw up a bunch of stats. I'm not saying he didn't play well. You're taking me the wrong way. What I'm saying is you can't compare him to all the other guys because they didn't play the same competition. As far as him talent-wise, of course he's talented. Of course he's one of the most talented guys we've seen, but you can't compare. That's just like I heard you talking about Drew Brees a minute ago, and you were talking about Drew Brees has lost a step, that Drew Brees didn't really perform that well against the Rams. Look at Drew Brees' numbers against L.A., against the Rams, and then look at Tom Brady's against the Rams in the Super Bowl.
Who won? Who won the game? Tom Brady won the game, and Drew Brees lost the game.
Yeah,
that's the ultimate.
Also
that's the number.
They had 150 yards rushing the ball, and New Orleans had less than 50. Who was his tight end that he was throwing the ball to in the NFC Championship game? Can you even tell me that?
Ben Watson.
Got Josh
anything else?
Hill.
All right, go ahead. What else?
Josh Hill. That's who he was throwing it to. He had one catch. He had one receiver. His second best receiver was Alvin Kamara, for God's sake.
He's pretty good.
You cannot compare because these quarterbacks are surrounded by different players. Drew Brees is the most underrated, most under. He's the most
overrated
quarterback in the history of the NFL.
You just said Drew Brees is underrated. Who's? Are you kidding me? Everybody knows what Drew Brees is.
By your standards, absolutely, you're throwing him under the bus.
I'm not throwing him under the bus. I said he's
the same Rams team with less talent.
We're done. I'm not going to yell over you. This is our show. All right. So thank you very much for the call. I said that he took a step back, and Diesel agreed. He has taken a step back. If you look at what New Orleans offense has become, it's not the pass happy offense it was 3 years ago. It's a running offense now with Alvin Kamara and with Mark Ingram, who's gone now, and they brought in Latavius Murray. But the Saints are not that team anymore. They are a ball control team that throws when they have to.
Well, looking around the rest of the NFL, if you're Drew Brees, you can take a step back and still be just as good, or
sure,
if not better than everybody else. But it's not false to say that he's taking a step back.
Yeah, not at all. No.
From his own personal numbers, he's taking a step back.
Because he has. I'm sorry, if you look at his numbers, what did he throw, 32 touchdowns when he was throwing in the 40s before? That to me is a step back. And it happens because the dude is 40 years old. It's okay. Drew Brees is not underrated at all. I'm sorry, that's absolutely ridiculous. And as far as Lawrence goes, I don't know. Maybe I was watching a different game against Alabama when he lit that team up.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence, he could take three steps back and still be better than everyone else.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I don't want to hear that. And he's in the ACC. Is that his fault? Is that Trevor Lawrence's fault that he plays in the ACC? No. He lit them up, and when he played one of the best defenses in the country in the semifinals, supposedly Notre Dame, he lit them up. And then the best defense, a team that everybody talked about, everybody, SportsCenter was comparing this Alabama team to some of the greatest teams of all time. Many quote-unquote experts were saying that the University of Alabama was the best team ever, and Trevor Lawrence shredded them, absolutely shredded them as a true freshman. He is the real deal. He's only going to get better. He's going to be the number one overall pick, and he's going to light the NFL on fire. I can't wait to see this kid play on Sunday.
And if the ACC competition is so weak, then it would ill-prepare Clemson for getting into the playoffs. Because they get into the playoffs, mm-hmm, and then they get destroyed.
Yeah. No, exactly. No.
Because they weren't prepared. They didn't play good enough competition. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you win the games.
No, it's just absolutely ridiculous. So I'm a guy that's absolutely a believer in Trevor Lawrence, and he's a guy. We haven't had a guy win two Heisman trophies since Archie Griffin. I don't see anybody that has as good of a shot as he does. I think he has an excellent shot at winning one as a sophomore and as a junior before he gets packing and heads to the NFL. All right, coming up next, we're going to get back into the basketball conversation. Last night, the big news, obviously, with Kevin Durant going down. Earlier in the show, we talked about what we would do if we were Kevin Durant. I told you if I were Kevin Durant, I would immediately go up to the owner, the majority owner of the Golden State Warriors, not the clown that was on at courtside that was pushing Kyle Lowry, not that guy. He only owns like 1%. Don't go to him. He's an idiot. But go to the majority owner, and I would demand a max contract right now, 5 years, $240 million, because I gave you myself. I gave you everything I had. I sacrificed my body for your team. I deserve to get paid. Coming up next, I want to take the other side. What should Golden State do? If you're Golden State, what do you do with Kevin Durant? We'll tell you on the other side.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Don't just follow us on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Pants Party Radio, at Diesel on Radio, at ESPN Upstate. But you follow us in real life, too. Come on out. come on out and have some pizza with us. We're going to be here till the end of the show. They're open until 9 tonight. Frankie's on the Parkway. Grab your, Diesel just told
you
got, me. That,
you got to get your own because I finished mine.
Yeah, but Diesel just told me that he'll buy you two slices and a drink because they got a special, two slices and a drink.
We'll buy you two slices and a drink after 9 o'clock.
No, well, it's close. No, that's not how it works. You gotta, you told me you would buy listeners' pizza if they came in here.
I thought you said you would buy listeners'
pizza. No, that was definitely you. And I just want to thank you for your generosity, Diesel. I know the Sturge Nation appreciates that you're willing to buy them all pizza. So.
I know they will.
Yeah, if you're willing to come down, Diesel will buy you guys some pizza on the house. So we started the show like everybody started their shows today talking about Kevin Durant. It's the biggest story in the sports world. Nationally, locally, it doesn't matter. It's a monster story when the best player in the league, arguably, or the second best player, goes down with a catastrophic injury like he did yesterday, especially in a finals situation, and especially after coming off of the injury. There was so much hype and buildup leading up to him playing. It was kind of different, but it almost kind of reminded me, and this is much worse, but remember when Zion Williamson and the Duke Blue Devils played North Carolina for the first time?
Yeah.
And everybody was talking about hyping up that game, and Barack Obama went to the game, and it was like a huge deal. It was the highest rated college basketball game in like 20 years, and then Zion blew out his shoe in 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'm surprised we don't have Shoegate on Kevin Durant's or Sockgate.
Yeah, Sockgate. Yeah.
Something.
Something, like who knows, but this was kind of similar, and like there's all this buildup and anticipation, including us, man. We talked about it all day yesterday, and then we finally get the moment, and then he lives up to the hype and he exceeds the hype and he comes out and just starts bawling. Golden State looks amazing, and I'm just sitting there watching this in awe, this performance from him and everyone, and then it happens, and he blows out his Achilles, and just one of the saddest injuries you'll ever see. It's one of those things where you never want to see anybody get hurt in sports, but it's something makes it worse, Diesel, when they're coming back from an injury and then they get hurt even worse. You remember when RG3 was playing for the Redskins his rookie year in that playoff game where he ended up blowing out his knee because he kept coming out there? First off, the Redskins never took him out. Mike Shanahan should have taken him out of the game. The guy could barely walk, and they let him play because he had the heart of a champion and he wanted to play. He's a football player. That's what athletes do. And then he, unfortunately, and he was playing on that terrible field at FedEx Field in D.C. in Landover, Maryland, and he ripped his knee up. This was kind of similar where Kevin Durant obviously wasn't ready to play. He wasn't ready to come back.
But I think he had to.
Why?
I think the team needed it. If Kevin Durant doesn't come back, that team doesn't have this emotional lift that they've had from Kevin Durant, that everybody's been telling them they should have from Kevin Durant over the past 3 days since we haven't stopped talking about it. I think they needed him.
They did.
To give him that shot in the arm.
But did he need to risk the rest of his career to help his team? He risked his career, his livelihood. And Diesel, nobody ever comes back the same from this.
Sure.
It's not like an ACL. You can come back from an ACL and still be good. You can in baseball, you can come, what do they say, Tommy John surgery, you
come back better.
You come back better. You don't come back better from an Achilles, ever. Football, soccer, baseball, it's rare in baseball. But football, soccer, basketball, if you tear your Achilles tendon, especially in basketball, you're not the same player anymore.
Well, hopefully we have a chance to get to this audio of Warriors team president Bob Myers getting into this Kevin Durant situation. Hopefully we'll have a chance to play that before we get out of here in the next 15 minutes.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely get that audio in. Hey, if we have that audio handy, I'd love to hear it now. That's right. Thanks for reminding me, Diesel. Do we have the audio?
Patrick, do we have it?
Yeah, we might not. It's okay, no worries. Yeah, we don't have the audio. You probably heard it. Basically, to paraphrase, the Warriors team president had, his press conference after the game last night. It was a tearful speech.
It was brutal to watch.
It was tough, man. And I don't think I've ever seen a general manager or a team president cry in that situation and cry in sadness. So you see people crying at the podium when they retire, you know, or if they win, like Dick Vermeil used to turn on the faucets every time he won a game when he was coaching the Rams. But I've never seen a situation like that where he was generally broken up. We have the audio
now.
All right, let's hear it.
Kevin had it's an Achilles injury. I don't know the extent of it. He'll have an MRI tomorrow. Prior to coming back, he went through 4 weeks with our medical team, and it was thorough, and it was experts and multiple MRIs and multiple doctors. And we felt good about the process. He was cleared to play tonight. That was a collaborative decision. I don't believe there's anybody to blame, but I understand this world. And if you have to, you can blame me. I run our basketball operations department.
And wow.
That's tough.
That dude is gut-wrenched
at
that moment.
Well, imagine how you would feel, because, like, Golden State and earlier in the show, and I think there are a lot of people to blame for this, but earlier in the show I said that KD was to blame more than anyone because he knew his own body, and I think that he lets other people get to him like he has in the past. He cares too much about what other people think, and he wanted to prove all the naysayers wrong. He wanted to prove that he was a tough guy, that he could handle it, when he obviously wasn't ready. That being said, I think Golden State is culpable as well. And this, I'm talking about from the team presidents on down to the physicians, the doctors, because when you have team doctors, you have an immediate conflict of interest, because the team doctor works for the team. The team doctor wants to get the player back out there as soon as possible, and stuff like this happens. I think that all athletes, all professional athletes, should have a team doctor, but they should also have the ability to have their own doctor and be able to go to their own doctor and use those results versus the team. Look at what happened, Diesel, with Kawhi Leonard a couple years ago. Everybody is calling Kawhi Leonard soft because he didn't want to play for the Spurs because he didn't think he was ready. And the team cleared him. And he said, no, I'm not going to do it. And he said, you know what? I'm demanding a trade. I don't want to be here anymore. And it looks like after something like this happens, Kawhi might have been right. Tom Brady has had issues with the Patriots for years because he has his own guy, his guru, Alex Guerrero, that does all of his weird muscle stuff with him. But the Patriots hate that guy. But you should have the right, Diesel, as far as I'm concerned, you, as an athlete, especially a professional athlete, you should have the right to be cleared by your own doctors that you hire and pay for.
But it did say it was a collaborative effort. I mean, even if you have personal friends pushing you towards it, even if you have the media pushing you towards it, even if you have your team president, your doctors, et cetera, pushing you towards it, you're right. It's still on you to know your body, to know if you're actually ready. And the thing is, we just don't know. We just don't know what was going on in Kevin Durant's head at that moment. Did he truly feel that he was good to go?
And we won't know. We might not ever know. Well, the only way we could possibly know is if he's honest and he tells us.
I think he's too classy of a guy to give that answer.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't. Yeah, you're probably right.
He'd probably say the same thing. Well, we all thought it together at the same time that I was good enough to go back.
Yep.
And I wasn't.
Yep. So what does Golden State do now? See, Golden State is in a very precarious position. What do they do now? You know what they do? You know what I think they have to do? They got to pay him. Earlier I said that Kevin Durant needs to demand a max contract. I think they need to offer a max contract. And it sucks because you're not going to get the same Durant back. He's not going to be the same. He's still going to be a very good player. He's still going to be the shooter that he was. He's still an amazing shooter. He's not going to have that explosiveness anymore, though. That being said, you owe him this because he gave his body up for you. You owe him it, and I think they're in a tough place. I think they're going to have to pay him.
How much of this do you think is public perception, though? Public pressure to give him that. Now, if you let Kevin Durant give up his body and potentially a big chunk of his career,
a lot of it's public perception.
And you do you look like the bad guys?
Yes.
If you don't give it to them,
you look like the bad guys. Public perception. Perception is 9/10 of the law. Isn't that what they say? It's something else. I know. But perception is reality. That is something that people say. It's not just the public perception. It's the perception of the other players around the league. It's the perception of the players on your team already. Like, if you show the rest of the players around the league that you're willing to step up and back your guys up, then other people are going to want to play for your organization. I think it's actually a smart move in the long run. Yeah, it's a huge investment. You got to drop $240 million in a five-year max deal. But I think you have to do it if you're Golden State. You got to offer him the max. You give Steph the max. And then you're going to have to part ways with Draymond and possibly Clay as well. What would you do if you're the Golden State Warriors? You can weigh in on the other side if you'd like, 844-GSP-ESPN. Or you can hit us on the text line, 71307. Also, coming up on the other side, a former Heisman Trophy winner wants to join the XFL. Who is it? We'll tell you next. One more segment, Diesel. We are almost done. You only have 5 minutes to get a free pizza from Diesel. So if you get here,
it gets bigger and bigger every time you talk about it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, what it was, two slices before. Yeah. Now Diesel will buy you a cheese pizza if you get here in the next 5 minutes. How about that? We are here.
Come on, 85 traffic.
At Frankie's on the Parkway, and they're open till 9. By the way, they got some killer specials Tuesday through Thursday. You can get 2 16-ounce cheese pizzas for $20. 2 pizzas for $20. You can't beat that. $10 a pie. And these aren't those little mini, like, you know, Domino's pies. These are real 16-inch pies. Or you can get 1 16-inch pizza and an order of wings for $16 till 9 o'clock. Or you can come in tomorrow or Thursday. Gotta give these guys some props, man. The pizza's been phenomenal. I can't wait to try the wings. I'm gonna have to get some wings
on your way out.
I might have to
take them back to Casa Sturd. Yeah. Put your feet up.
Yeah, I might have
hang
to
out with the dogs.
Hang out with the dogs. The dogs will eat all the wings though if I do that. Yeah, that's the problem, man. Like
those dogs, yeah.
Yeah, they never stop.
There's no keeping them away.
No, they never ever stop, man. They're always in your business. If you have any, even if you, it's weird. Like, I don't know how dogs know this, but I'm finding this out watching Sturgis dogs. Like, even when you start thinking about food, they know you're going for food. They're like, as soon as I, like, you know, I think I might run to the fridge, and like, they're already, I'm telling you, these dogs can read my mind. It's crazy.
Smelling it on you.
Yeah, they must be. I don't know what's going on. Diesel. You ready for XFL football next year?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to be better than the whatchamacallit, right? The
Alliance
awful,
of American.
Yeah, the awful.
BAF.
Yeah, the awful. The Alliance of American Football that lasted 7 weeks.
It could have been good.
Yeah.
It could have been good, but they just weren't. They weren't set up.
They
the
weren't,
right way.
And they just didn't have the star power. And there's a guy that used to be a star. That wants to join an XFL team. Johnny Manziel.
Oh, God. This guy again?
Well, now he's reaching out. He wants to join the Houston XFL team because the coach of the XFL team in Houston is June Jones. Used to coach him in Canada. And, of course, June Jones coached with the Falcons for a while back in the day, coached at the University of Hawaii for years. June Jones has always been known as kind of an innovative offensive mind, and that's where Johnny Football wants to try to revive his career for the 10,000th time in Houston because it's proximity to Texas A&M.
Can we have just like a Johnny Manziel, Justin Bieber MMA fight?
Ooh, they're kind of the same guy.
They are the same guy.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we all want to see him fight.
Yeah, I'd be okay with it. I like seeing anybody fight. I don't care. You put two people in an octagon, I'm going to watch. Because yesterday we had the big news that Justin Bieber challenged Tom Cruise to a fight in the octagon. Like,
right.
Seriously, on Twitter. It's probably still up there.
And no one thinks he could win.
No, not at all. Tom Cruise, 54 years old, would crush him. I think he'd probably tap him out in like 35 seconds. It'd be great. But Johnny Football wants to join the XFL, and If I'm Vince McMahon and I'm the Houston team, whatever they're called, the Houston Figure Fours or the Houston DDTs or whatever they're calling them, you got to look at Johnny Football because it's Texas, because College Station's right down the road from Houston, and you need star power. And one thing that the AAF didn't do, which I think they should have done a better job with, was finding local legends to play on their teams that played in the universities near their teams. So if Houston does this, you bring in Johnny Football, it's going to put asses in the seats.
You think so?
Yeah. Like,
do you think he's still got any cachet, any credibility left with that audience? Or is it, I want to see the train wreck?
Both. But either way, you're paying, right? Either way, you're dropping $20 for an XFL ticket.
Do you think Vince McMahon, though, in the way that he saw the XFL round one fail, do you think he's willing to take that risk?
Well, this is the thing.
Or will he go too boring?
I think he will take the risk. This is why. When he originally came out with that terrible press conference, it was weird. It was like a teleconference. There weren't any actual reporters in the room. It was just it was very strange. But he said that we're not going to allow anybody with felonies. Johnny Football's got a felony. I think he's going to have to make an adjustment to that. And I think he will, because Vince is going to want to make as much money as possible. All right, that's it. We are done. Diesel, thank you very much, my friend. Thank you very much to Patrick Brown in the studio. Well done, sir. Thank you very much to Tom Morgenthau.
Yep.
Sales guy for setting this up.
Yep.
Of course, yeah. And thanks to our guys at Frankie's on the Parkway for providing delicious pizza and a great atmosphere. Had a lot of fun this afternoon. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for the tweets. Thanks for the texts. Thanks for the love. Thanks for the hate. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.